It's 421 on the DWS News Hour. Time for a monthly check-in with the city of Urbana's Mayor Diane Marlin. And Mayor Marlin, good to see you as always. A few things going on in the city right now.
Yeah, just a few.
I know everybody is anxious to hear talk about the budget, and I want to get to that. But first, this issue of the Cunningham Township assessor Wayne Williams, who is under scrutiny for firing a previous longtime employee and hiring another ex-county official who's facing felony charges. That's Joe Meintz. This was a big topic of discussion last night at the Urbana City Council. What was your assessment of the conversation?
Well, it was one of four meetings that we had last night. We really can't discuss what was discussed in closed session, but at this point, you know, we could say this term got off to a pretty lousy start, but we've taken steps to make sure that the bottom line, that the work is being done and that the citizens of Urbana are being served. So there will be an open hiring process for the two positions, and I've agreed to serve on a search committee for those, and we'll move on from there.
Which two positions?
The two women who were dismissed.
And would they be able to come back?
Sure, they'd be able to apply for these positions. It's important for people to understand, and you know, these are the assessor. Some of these offices are ones that kind of fly under the radar because people don't really think about them very often. But they're important positions. They're elected positions, and as people have learned, the elected officials have control over hiring and firing, and that's what happened in this case. So we will, my role in this is to help ensure that we get qualified people in these positions, and everyone is welcome to apply.
For clarification, what is the city's relationship with Cunningham Township? Who reports to what there?
The township consists of two elected officials, the township supervisor, who oversees the social service aspects of the township, Cunningham Township, and then the assessor's office, which does the property assessments in Urbana. The township, Cunningham Township, is coterminous with the city of Urbana, meaning our boundaries are the same. The town board, city council serves as the township board, and the township board approves the budget and the bills on a monthly basis. But the town board does not have any authority over staffing in the offices or really how the offices are run. The mayor runs the town board meetings, but I don't have a vote on the town board.
So the supervisor
is still with me on this?
Yes. Okay. So the supervisor is running the township. Is that
the supervisor runs the township supervisor office. The assessor runs the assessor's office, and those are two separate offices with two separate elected officials.
And do you have any authority or weight to call for? I'm not saying you are or are not, but call for the resignation of Wayne Williams?
No.
So that would be up to him or anybody in his position.
Any elected official. You
right.
Know.
Yeah. But you cannot remove them from
no.
office if you don't like their behavior. This has brought up the topic of dissolving of the township. Now, several people spoke out last night about the importances, and you mentioned the social services. Mm-hmm. Is that something you have an opinion on?
No. Not at this point. We have so many other things to look at in the city of Urbana, and this issue was raised, you know, in the context of this whole personnel debacle over there. And if the public or if the town board were to pursue dissolving the township, it would have to be after a very thoughtful and considered study of the pros and cons of doing so. But not at this point. I've got other things to do.
So it sounds like you would rather see it just continue as is.
Well, at this point, I'm focusing on the city of Urbana.
I see. Okay. Well, let's talk about the city of Urbana,
okay.
Which you've had you're dealing with finances and the 5-year outlook here for the fiscal future. Looking at cuts, what came out of those discussions last night?
Well, last night was really the beginning of our preparation of the budget for the next fiscal year. But I worked with our finance director Elizabeth Hannon and she prepared the 5-year financial forecast. So that's what we shared with the city council and the public. And basically we're looking at had about a $500,000 budget reduction for the coming fiscal year. Several of the long-term financial concerns that we identified last year are still very much in play. We have a structural deficit. A lot of that is due to the fact our sales taxes have just remained stagnant the last few years, and that's very different from what used to be in years past. We need to increase our funding to our police and fire pensions. A few years ago, a decision was made to reduce funding to just the minimum required by the state of Illinois, and that is not enough to keep up. So we are reversing that trend and getting back to funding at the levels they need to be funded. And we're also looking at building our reserves to basically where our own financial policies say they need to be, and possibly even more. So we're looking at a new financial reality in the city.
Consideration of a soft hiring freeze, where does that stand?
We're looking at all options. We haven't identified specific steps we're going to take, but that would be something we'd consider.
Is that something you think is worthwhile?
It's worth considering, yeah.
When it's not unprecedented, what time span would you consider for that? Is that a few months? Is that a year kind of thing?
We haven't discussed it. I'm thinking in terms of months. In terms of months.
And a soft hiring freeze would probably not include emergency personnel, police and fire.
No. That's why it's called soft.
Yeah, exactly.
Essential personnel.
And is that something that has to be decided by council?
No, that would be something that we would recommend.
Okay. And it's just
one of many, many options that we can consider. We made a lot of cuts in this year's budget. And then we're, like I said, this is just the beginning. We're going to be going to staff, asking for suggestions. We're preparing a service inventory right now, and then we'll look at that in terms of what our city priorities are. We'll be looking at all sorts of options.
So how then do you assess overall the health, financial health of Urbana?
Well, frankly, I look at what we're doing as a very positive step, because what we're doing is getting ourselves on a firm foundation for the future. And yes, we're going to have to make some hard decisions in the next few years, but I think it's going to position us for the future. And the other part of this, it's not just a question of decreasing spending or increasing revenue. It's also, I am focusing very much on growth and development in the city, and that is going to help us close the gap. Overall, we're looking at probably a $2.5 million correction that we're going to have to make.
Out of a budget that is?
It's about $40
million. Okay. Yeah. Diane Marlin here from the city of Urbana. Before I let you go, any updates on the search for a city administrator?
Well, sure. We've narrowed the list down to about 20 semifinalists. They have been sent a questionnaire that's due on Friday from that group. The questionnaires will be reviewed, then we'll schedule people for video interviews, and then from there we'll hopefully select the finalists for maybe 3 to 4 people to bring to Urbana for interviews. So,
can you speak to the candidates far and wide from across the country, or where they're coming from?
Midwest and East.
Okay.
Not too many from the West.
All right, well.
And no one from the South. I can't imagine why.
Maybe in the summer.
January,
maybe
yeah.
In the summer they would have applied. Well, I know there's a lot going on. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you so much.
Mayor Diane Marlin from the city of Urbana. 31 degrees at 4:30. Local news in a moment.